to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you live this Thursday from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas, on this eighth day of February 2007. On today's program, I'm having Jerome Corsi come up in the next hour, and we're going to talk about the Border Patrol case, as it's become known out there. And the information that I am getting right now is that Tom Tancredo is going to be visiting these people in prison. So we will give you a complete report on this, complete with an update. And Jerome Corsi, Jerry was doing Derry Brownfield's program today, and he's going to be hosting again for Derry tomorrow. So you're probably going to want to listen to that program also. So any new information that comes around will be put out on the Derry Brownfield Show, which is on this network, ladies and gentlemen, Republic Broadcasting Network, every morning at 10 a.m., and that is Central Time. Also can be found on shortwave at 12.160, that's WWCR's frequency, and again, that's 12.160, so you might want to tune into that. Did a good job, by the way. There's a lot of people that are coming forth, ladies and gentlemen. They're putting their butterflies and their fears aside, and they're stepping up to the plate and swinging for the fences, because everybody is beginning to realize that this ain't no dress rehearsal. Yes, what we've been talking about nigh on for 15 years now is, in fact, true. Yes, there is a global conspiracy for world government. Yes, the IRS is no good. And on it goes. And by the way, I want to remind listeners out there, the Ed Brown saga does continue. And I wasn't going to let this guy go down without having a voice on at least the airwaves. And his program can be heard at 1 p.m. Central Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And that is on 12.180. And, of course, that is streamed on our website. And, of course, it's on satellite and all our affiliates out there. And a reminder for all of you folks out there that were always frustrated with trying to get into the network to listen live, shoddy workmanship and underreported numbers, we were hitting the bandwidth real, real hard. We were bottoming out or topping out on this, however you'd like to think about it. And there have been a lot of people that have been rejected from getting into this network because the bandwidth numbers were being misreported to me. That is being fixed as we speak. Did you put that order over? Okay, we will make sure that that happens. So that should be up and functioning, so there will be more people coming on board to this network. I am finding a myriad of, let's just be kind about this and take the proverbial high road, a lot of shoddy workmanship around here, a lot of details that were lost. We hired a new programmer that not only writes script, ladies and gentlemen, he writes the programming for the webmasters out there. So we're going to have a crackerjack guy taking over rbnlive.com, republicbroadcasting.org. The streaming will be up and twice as big as it was before, and everything is back on track. We appreciate the patience of the people that like this network and like what we're doing, and we are going to provide the service that we always intended to. Now we're going to do it for real.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Folks, we are back here, a little scrambled, trying to get information over to the streaming people. How much are we adding to that? 10 megabytes? Millipede? What is it? As many, and we're doing it on a graduated scale, so as that bandwidth becomes full, it automatically jumps, and will it accommodate anybody that's trying to get in? You know, for a long, long time, Chris, I kept looking at these numbers, and I kept going, you know, these are really low. And we'd have our staff meetings, and I would complain about that. And I remember one day I was pretty adamant about check the bandwidth, and all of a sudden my numbers jumped 150 to 200. But again, that was banging right on the floor there of the bandwidth. And folks, we apologize about that. It must be frustrating out there to try to tune into a network, hear the programming, and you're timed out, you're buffered, you're not allowed in. Those situations are being corrected. It's been a real education the last couple of days, going through everything in this network, seeing what everybody was doing and finding out how much they weren't doing and being paid rather well for it. Yeah. At any rate, there will be a story in American Free Press, ladies and gentlemen, on, the happenings in the last couple of weeks. I've got Ted Trakilis coming up at the bottom of the hour. He'll be with us for a few minutes to update you. A lot of good news coming out of Aaron Aqua Corporation. And for you folks out there that have purchased Aaronizers, we thank you. Aaron Aqua thanks you. And I'm sure we had a lot of people call us up and say, you know, we buy products that are advertised and they do as advertised. But we've had so many people call us up and just absolutely hopping up and down saying, your product does more than what you claimed. Well, the only claim we ever made about Aaronizers, ladies and gentlemen, is the world's best air purification system. And evidently it's out there working a lot of miracles for people because they're just ecstatic. So we'll hear from Ted Trakilis on that particular product and what's happening at Aaron Aqua at the bottom of this hour. And stay tuned, of course, into the next hour. We'll have Jerome Corsi. He writes for WorldNet Daily, and we're going to be going over in detail about Ignacio Ramos and Jose Campion. And these are the two border guards that, well, folks, they were sentenced to 11 and 12 years, respectively, for protecting our borders. And it turns out that, well, this was a big-time drug dealer. It was offered a deal to come back in and to give testimony against these two individuals. And Homeland Security, up to the top people in Homeland Security, they, of course, have been lying their butts off about this. Folks, you're being paid lip service when you're told by our politicians in Washington, D.C., that, in fact, that they're doing everything to shore up our borders. When these guys are down on the borders trying to do the jobs protecting us from drug smugglers, illegals, whatever, they are being slam-dunked. So we will get the full accounting from Jerome Corsi coming up here in this next hour. Joan Vion, which I just had on the couple of weeks ago, the Women's International Media Group, I have noticed, and I am so glad, because I've had Joan Vion on the program, and of course she globetrots, ladies and gentlemen, trying to track down the G8s and these summit meetings and finding out the who's who and who's pulling what strings of what country and what group. Well, basically, who's zooming whom, and she has done a fantastic job for the Women's International Media Group tracking these globalists and what their plans are. And I have noticed... I saw Joan, I've met her several times, but I saw Joan at the symposium for AFP in Washington, D.C. last September. And things are turning around. Attitudes are turning around. New strengths are being gathered. Everybody is recouping, reorienting. I knew I was going to be able to say that word today. I've been talking my full head off. I apologize. But at any rate, people are getting reoriented and refocusing on the problems and new energies I'm seeing coming out of Joan Vion of the Women's International Media Group. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, for a lot of you folks out there that have been in this battle for a long, long time, you understand your frustrations, your joys, your aspirations. We feel what you are thinking. We've been talking that for a long, long time. And it is starting to turn. Now, recently she writes that most people don't think of themselves as living history, but we all are. Now, while there are those in the headlines who are making history, we are the living history. It is our turn, our time. How will we impact society? How will we impact our families? How will we impact our neighbors, our towns, our cities? The choices we make to be engaged or not to be engaged will determine our answer. As a student of history, I've read about Abram, Isaac, Jacob, the patriarchs, the Old Testament, King Nebuchadnezzar, who expanded his empire by invading Judea and carrying the children of Israel to Babylon, the Egyptian, Greek, Roman empires, King Richard, the Lionhearted, and the Crusaders, the stand of Martin Luther, not to be confused with Martin Luther King, different man, different time, different subject, against certain practices of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, the change in the country's banking system from one controlled by government to one controlled by private corporations known as central banks, the history of America and the fight by the colonists for the freedom from the hold of the British king, the rise of a group of men who met in secret to create a movement to bring the world into world government, the exploits of Napoleon, who wanted to be crowned emperor of Europe, the rise of communism, Fabian socialism in the 18th century, the opium war in China, which was begun by the British so they could control world drug trafficking. True, folks. The Boer War in South Africa, fought against honest people by the British and Cecil John Rhodes to take their property, which contained the richest diamond fields in the entire world. The fall of the Tsar of Russia, as his country became the first communist-ruled government in the world. The rule of President Franklin Roosevelt, who confiscated gold from the common man, who worked tirelessly to put in place the foundation for world government system, and of course, World War II. Now, as baby boomers, we're no longer able to read about history, for it is now our turn, our time. While the above constitutes a first time in history list, there are many astounding things that have happened in the last 65 years that are also for the first time in history. In 1944, for the first time in modern history, the finance ministers of the world met in New Hampshire to set in place a new international structure for how the monetary system of the world should be set up. At that meeting, the International Monetary Fund and World Bank were put in place, while the U.S. Senate refused to ratify a type of world trade association. Tearing down the trade barriers between countries would have to wait until 1994, when the 27,000-page-plus General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs was passed by a lame duck Congress. A year later, in 1945, a world government organization by the name of the United Nations was set up. Not since the Roman Empire during the time of Christ has the world seen a global parliament. That same year, another global organization was set in place, the United Nations Educational, Cultural, and Scientific Organization, commonly known as UNESCO. Its goal is to change how people think. In 1998, the International Criminal Court was birthed. For the first time since the Roman Empire, there is now an international court to try those who have committed a number of international crimes. This body has the power to transcend sovereign country borders in order to search, seize, and arrest the alleged criminals. In 1999, we were part of a global propaganda ploy called Y2K. While we were told computers would shut down, that is not what it was about. The whole purpose was to connect the world electronically in time for the third millennium. As a result of the attack on the World Trade Centers, the remaining of the most sensitive barriers between the countries of the world fell, the military and intelligence barriers. The result is that today we live in an interdependent and integrated world. President John F. Kennedy in 1962 called for the Declaration of Independence. Every president since then has referred to some type of integrated world or new world order. For the first time since Rome, ladies and gentlemen, the world is interconnected. There are no more barriers between the nation states. As each international institution was set in place, the barriers between the nation states vanished. Economic, political, educational, trade, legal, communications, intelligence, and military. In our lifetime, we have had the birth of television, which at first was a blessing, but 55 years later has lulled to sleep a populace that once was vigilant and vibrant. Furthermore, we have a citizenry who would rather depend on the nightly news for truth rather than searching it out for themselves. While there have been the international traders throughout history, and that's T-R-A-D-E-R-S, one might also put traitors in there, throughout history as civilizations evolved, today we have the powerful transnational corporation which owes allegiance to no country. These corporations have evolved into power and position since the 1950s and are powered by individual and institutional investors in the form of mutual funds, foundations, pension and profit sharing plans, and of course 401ks. For the first time in history, we're seeing the rise of global stock exchange with the merging of New York Stock Exchange with the Euronext and the political merger of NASDAQ with the London Stock Exchange. Because there are no more barriers between the nation states. Not only do the corporations run wild, but it is now possible for those with large amounts of money to skim off the top of the world's markets. Every time the market drops 100 or 500 points, it is quite possible that those who control the market are making a gigantic killing worldwide. For the first time in history, during the late 1990s, key governments moved to put in place an international economic architecture to accommodate an economically integrated world. Part of this new infrastructure was to repeal key post-depression laws to protect the average investor. I'll continue with Joan Vion's discourse here, which is right on point, ladies and gentlemen, a very smart lady, and apparently re-energized. We are so glad. Everybody that's out there in forefront needs the support to carry on. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
For the first time in history, we're seeing the rise of world governmental systems through the United Nations. In the past 61 years, more international law has been set in place than in 1625 when international law first became a study. Every time the UN General Assembly passes a resolution, international law is made. But folks, little side note here, you don't get to vote on it. The UN ambassadors then go back to their countries and pass national laws to conform to international laws, and you don't know why they're doing it. We've seen in our time the demise of the role of the citizen, as President Clinton put in place a structure to build on foundations set up by President Ronald Reagan that would foster the role of business in the affairs of government with his Reinventing America. Citizens are no longer citizens, but customers. At every turn today, government assets are being sold off at every level. Prisons to private corporations, toll roads to private corporations, various military functions go to the most interested bidder. Although we are told government is getting smaller, the contracted out services still paid for with taxpayer dollars are rising, thus making the overall government much, much bigger. With every public-private partnership set up, the structure and purpose of government is changing from traditional structure that we grew up with. We are told the reason for it is the level of government debt. How could it be that the greatest country in the world is bankrupt and indebted to the Saudi Arabians, the Chinese, the Japanese? Something is very wrong with this picture. For the first time in history, we're seeing capitalism take over the world. Geopolitical expert Terry Hayfield tells me that the only way to true communism is through capitalism. This 21st century capitalism is not only through public-private partnership and privatization, which was orchestrated by the World Bank, the United Nations, and the Prince of Wales, International Business Leaders Forum, but as a result of the system itself. Capitalism is an ism like socialism, fascism, communism. As such, it needs a constant stream of new products, new customers, and new markets. In other words, capitalism is like yeast when it is exploding. While capitalism has a lot of positives, it also has a lot of negatives. People are expendable. You don't meet quota, you're gone. It is ruthless for whichever company gets the contract is the company that stays ahead of the dragon that is chasing it. Government is now feeding the insatiable hunger of capitalism by selling off prized possessions. While legislators are enthralled at the money they will get from the sale of the asset, once it's gone, it is gone. Government is for sale, and the corporation is there to buy it up. Just ask the World Bank and the IMF. Just as the European Union, if any country wants in, they have to privatize and sell off governmental assets. I remember talking to a former Comic-Con official several years ago who did not understand why his country had to sell off their state assets. I wonder if he has figured it out, the massive thievery that is going on all in the name of joining the EU or in the coming into compliance with the strong-armed World Bank policies. For the first time in our history, and since ancient traders determined what was acceptable tangible medium to trade is such as gold, silver, jewels, animals, and expensive clothing, the American monetary system was stripped of its gold backing. First in 1933 with President Roosevelt when he outlawed gold being owned by the general citizenry, and then in 1973 when Nixon closed the gold window and refused to convert American gold certificates held by foreign governments to gold itself. For the first time in history, all the currencies of all the countries of the world float against one another. This system allows the rich and powerful to bring countries which are not compliant into obedience. Never before in history was there a way to bring a country to its knees in a split second that did not take an invasion of men and soldiers. Now, for any central bank or a group of central banks or powerful international bankers can teach a country a lesson by selling its currency. It is interesting to note that one of the reasons why Napoleon lost his foothold in Europe was that he was using gold while the Rothschilds were using the debt. They could outspend them, folks, because they just manufactured it out of thin air. For the first time in history, foreign countries are selling American dollars. They do not want our currency. The Chinese have too much, the Japanese have too much, and so does everybody else. Under a policy devised by former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, countries want to buy oil and currencies other than the dollar. The euro, a five-year-old currency, has just overtaken the dollar in worldwide usage. The inflation that will ensure ensure as the dollar becomes worthless is a major concern. In 1974, $1 bought 3.65 Deutschmarks. Today it buys 0.70 euros, a loss of 2.95 or 80.8% of its former purchasing power. In 1974, $1 purchased 3.5 Japanese yen. Today we'd be fortunate to get 1.20 yen, a drop of 66%. For the first time in history, we have the various continents of the world being divided up into free trade zones. While we're all familiar with the European Union, America, Canada, Mexico are now part of the NAFTA portion of the Americas, we the people have been left out of the legislative process, and as if under wraps from us, our government has passed 5 major transportation bills to tie these 3 countries together by the new 21st century transportation infrastructure comprised of smart roads, high-speed rail networks, and new trading routes. They're busy, ladies and gentlemen. They have been for a long, long time. Wondering what's happening in your country while it's being sold out from under you? Keep paying attention to the National Intel Report and this network, and we will keep you informed. We'll take the break here, be right back on the other side to take a few minutes to speak to my old friend Ted Trichilis. Next hour, Jerome Corsi. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, folks, we are back. Let's spend a few next few minutes here with my friend Ted Trichilis. Good afternoon, Ted.
Good afternoon, John. How have you been?
Busy in the last couple of weeks, my friend. But
as I hear.
Yeah, and you had similar things that happened to you, and we won't go into any of those details because, you know what, quite frankly, it's not necessary for people to hear information like that. It's not necessary.
I agree with you. I agree with you. In fact, a lot of good things have been happening, and we've been watching the conditions of the world and the things that are really concerning about bacteria and viruses and, of course, now fungus and mold. And our company, of course, has been the forerunner. We've been running ahead of the pack, and for years we've been in this business. And we're doing a lot of new innovative things over here at the laboratory. We actually changed our name from Aaron Aqua Pollution Control Systems to Aaron Laboratories. We're going to be going into making things for hospitals and nursing homes because of the great disinfectant value of our equipment, the way we are able to kill bacteria that today is most frightening. I don't know if you are familiar. You know, a lot of people have hog farms, and they don't realize the amount of bacteria. There was a report that came out that said the exhaust coming out of the average hog farm has Staphylococcus aureus in the air, which has a limit of up to 200 meters. That's over two football fields in length coming from the exhaust where you can contact, you can come in contact with the Staphylococcus aureus, which is the disease-resistant staph germ. So, I mean, it's frightening. And people are walking around working on farms, not even thinking about this stuff. They come down with an infection. They don't realize where they got it from while it's in the air. So that's one of the things that we've been working with. And we've been developing, of course, better equipment. Every year our equipment gets better and better. The warranties are going up. A year ago, our warranty on the SS4X was 2 years. Now it's 4 years. And when you think you buy these ultraviolet bulb systems out there for ozone machines, and they give you a 12 to 10 months life of the bulb, and then you got to buy a brand new bulb. Well, shows you the difference between Aaron and ozone. So anyway, you've been doing a good job out there. A lot of your listeners are very faithful to you, and I'm glad of that, because obviously the revenue that you pick up helps to fund your cause, and you are a very interesting person.
and for the last couple of weeks, a person of interest. By the way, I'm going to have a gentleman that I just had on the air the other day, and I'm going to have him back. He will, Mr. Trichilis, give you a full explanation as to why and how the black molds. Now, you remember this a couple of years ago here in Texas. Mm-hmm. Insurance companies were backing out, not honoring contracts, not accepting new contracts from business or residents out there.
It's in Ohio, too, now, you know. I just got my insurance policies in for renewal, and they're excluding all mold, whether acts of God or otherwise. That's how they put it, meaning how else can it be? But it's an organism created by God, so any type of mold is excluded. You have to get a special binder to have, and that's in Ohio now. Dripping Springs down near Austin was the cause. That Melinda Ballard, that's who it was.
Right.
She started it all off down there about 7-8 years ago,
right.
And she built that 11,000 square foot house. And her husband and her came into the house in order to really appreciate what they had built. And he had convulsions, and I guess it almost killed him. And that was that black stacky botra.
Well, I'll tell you something, Ted. This gentleman that I'm going to put in touch with you is this molds that you're seeing around the country are not acts of God or acts of nature. They are actually man-made and being aerosolized and spread in these chemtrails that have been blanketing this country since 1992. You're going to be real fascinated with this information.
Well, I can just, based upon the history of our company and what the government has done out there to thwart our ability to get into hospitals and into nursing homes and into the average house, the information like the FDA, EPA, and OSHA, in the entire history of the United States, there's never been one injury attributed to anybody using ozone machines. Now, we were an ozone company in 1920, but in 1965, my father invented the Aaron generator, and that's henceforth came our trademark, Aaron, for everything bigger and more powerful than ozone. And that's how we grew this company, by word of mouth. You know, we just started advertising a little bit this last year, but up to the point where you and I started talking about 3-4 years ago, you became our biggest crusader for our cause in the country, and I have to say you were our biggest distributor of our products, and you weren't making much on it, and we were selling it at a price which we thought was more than reasonable, and we grew as a result of that. One woman in Florida called me about a year ago. She said, "Mr. Trichilis, your equipment does more than what you say it will do." And that's been our policy. We'd rather have the customer tell us how great our equipment is rather than us get out there and blow our horn all the time.
Yeah, because, Ted, you know this as well as I. Everybody's out there selling the sizzle, but when it comes to cutting into the steak, that's another matter.
Yeah, and they don't care. You get all kinds of things out there. Like, I just read that Brookstone. This was in the Wall Street Journal. They said, no, I take it back, not the Wall Street, it was in USA Today. Brookstone was distributing that ionic breeze, and a woman took them to court, and she got a judgment against them, and then they got a settlement. Now, this is not the ionic breeze a consumer report deal. This is Brookstone, who has those little retail stores and mail order company that sells all these really neat little gadgets that you get at a really decent price, and they got a distribution deal. And they settled, and they're giving each of their customers that bought that unit similar to the Ionic Breeze, which is the Ionic Breeze brand, they're giving them a $20 gift certificate free to be spent in the store on every one of the units that was sold. So they said that they were making claims that were not justified by the use of the equipment. Now, we've never made a claim that we couldn't substantiate, because what we do here is we test before we send it out to have it verified by a third-party laboratory. You know, you were up here when you saw our laboratory and everything.
Yes.
And how, and we actually do the test. Even though we know we're going to pass the test, we want to make sure. No use going out and spending a couple of $1,000 for a simple test and then failing it. I mean, I don't believe in throwing money away. But the thing is, these people, we're selling the seals. You don't see too many Ionic Breezes on TV anymore because they're trying to get around this situation. And I guess this caused a sharper image of stock to fall quite a few points. But the point I'm making is, when we say something, people still want it verified, and we have the literature and the ammunition to send to them, and we're happy to send it to them so that they feel safe and comfortable. And that's one of the things. I mean, I feel safe. I sleep with one of these things right above my head. I mean, I have this Aronizer that if I didn't have it, I couldn't own a cat, because I'm allergic to cats. My cat, I discovered him 9 years ago in my basement, and he was a little black kitten about 5 weeks old. He barely had his eyes open. And I tried to give him away for about 6 months, you know. No one.
And by that time, I know you, Ted, you got attached to him, even though that you had these.
To him. He runs the house now. I mean, he runs over me at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like a steamroller. But, you know, he wakes me up. He's my alarm clock. He wants to eat around 5, so I'm up around 5 o'clock feeding him. I watch the news and do a little reading and exercise a little bit. And I'm ready to go to work around 8 o'clock in the morning. And I feel good. I'd only get about 4 hours sleep. But, you see, I'm getting a lot of oxygen in my system. And this book, this new Oxygen Therapy by Ed McCabe, he talks about a lot of experiments where people all over the world are using ozone as a treatment. Now, ozone without oxides and nitrogen is non-poisonous. Our equipment never produced oxides and nitrogen, even as an ozone machine. And we've been tested 2-3 times by major laboratories that have never discovered NOx in our formulas. And people can sleep with them. They ask me, I have to turn my ozone machine off. What about your machine? I says, I sleep with one over my bed. And I feel fantastic, and there are no oxides in nitrogen. But I'll tell you another thing that's interesting is the fact that a lot of these companies out there are being listed on the California Air Resources Board, and they listed us. And, John, I have to tell you, we went and we filed a complaint with the state of California. We said, we're not an ozone machine. We do not want to be put on your website. And, of course, they're now in the process of taking us down off their website, because we aren't an ozone machine. We decided we want to go into hospitals and nursing homes, and in order to do that, you got to have, like, UL approval. They won't put in any equipment. Now, we've been building this equipment safer than UL specifications. That's one of the things that we've done. We're overkill, if anything. Well, we passed the ETL specifications. We got both CSA and UL specifications approved. And we're now going in for the labeling, because they want us to put more information about the output and how much energy it draws. And of course, the fact that we are not being listed as an ozone machine, they created a category just for our machine called polyatomic oxygen polymers. Sounds like a big word. We call it POP, P-O-P, and we're trademarking that, because we were the ones who first established the fact that we were making POP. And this is 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, OX. And, of course, our company as a polyatomic oxygen polymer is not an ozone company. They're listing us separate from ozone machines that they've verified. And that's a feather in our cap.
Was this going to say, because California has some of the most strident and stringent and picayune rules of anybody?
Well, they've got a whole list of things there in which they are actually listing. I'll list it. Here is a list of the customers, or not the customer, the manufacturers that they've put on their list as ozone machines that they think are hazardous to the people. This list comes right from their situation. They've got everybody listed in the world here, from EchoQuest to Prozone, to Biotech Research, Eden Pure, to Allied Ozone Systems, Alpine, Living Air, Air Zone. They've got them all here. And ours is there under Aaron aqua pollution control systems. However, they're going to be taking us off.
Very good.
And matter of fact, I've got the sheet right in my hand here, and it says they've got question marks along our name and some of the comments. This is really, really funny. Some of the comments that they made when they were looking at our material is by some of their people on the board. One of this, and I have to read this because the advertiser misleading and unsubstantiated and should be reported to the FTC. They wanted to report me to the FTC. They've only found one reference to tetraoxygen, which was created in a laboratory. We have a dozen from the largest scientific research people in the world, and one of them from our own federal government when the United States Air Force gave a grant to the University of Georgia to study 08 and 012 for potential rocket fuels. Now, that's the federal government in 1995 doing that. So we have tons of references to show that 04, 05, 06, 07, 08 is recognized in the scientific community. Another one here is another one. This is even funnier. It's incredible the amount of B period S period that you can get from the manufacturers. That's one of their people. There's no scientific evidence on their part to show we're not creating it. All we have is this guy's opinion that we're creating BS. These are the people that run the country. These are the people out there that are making judgments on product without testing it, without studying it, without having any educational background. We've been in there for 60 years, John, as a family business, 60 years. Not one claim against our family in the entire 60 years.
Well, and we're talking about little governmental bureaucrats that, if they have an education level, that they reach the 12th grade, you've done all your testing. You've done everything.
We've got doctors here that are reporting on our equipment. We've got people that are PhDs. Matter of fact, just recently, and I'm happy to say this, we elected one of the people in the, he's a PhD in biochemistry, Dr. John Smeaton. He became one of our board of directors, and when he came up here from Australia to see our company in the summertime, he walked through, and after we were done, he says, this is the most impressive thing I've ever seen. Because here at our laboratory, he's looking at the actual tests that we're conducting to verify that we're killing things like Staphylococcus and Streptococcus. We have a fish tank over here, John. When we bubbled the water with Aaron, we took 5-gram goldfish, had two different tanks, one with our system, one without it. The little goldfish were all the same size, all the same number. They came from the same batch at the pet store. So we divided them into two equal groups. The one fish went from 5 grams to 11 grams in 10 weeks without our system. They were lethargic. The other ones went from 5 grams to 30 grams. Now, that's almost 3 times the size of the fish without our system. Why? Because they're getting more oxygen in the water. Why? Because they're utilizing it better. Why? Because they're burning the carbon from the sugar and creating carbon dioxide, and our system is now giving them an enriched environment. That's the same thing with air. If we can do it in a goldfish tank, we can do it in a room that is...
Ted, I just got a thought here that for some reason Baby Huey flashed through my mind. If somebody uses an aeronizer in their house, are they going to discover their 6-pound baby is now turned into a 30-pound baby overnight?
Well, it wouldn't be overnight, but I'll tell you one thing, it'd be a healthy baby, and the reason for that would be all the stuff that's in a house that is indoor air pollution, and people are reading more and more about the formaldehydes coming off of the rugs, off of the upholstery, off of the drapery, anything with color that is in the house made out of material has formaldehyde in it, and it's odorless. That's how they keep the color in these processes. What we do is we take that formaldehyde as it comes off the surfaces of these materials, and we turn it into oxygen, which is O2. We turn it into water vapor, which is H2O, and we turn it into CO2, which is carbon dioxide, and none of those are harmful. None of them. And we don't get any byproduct. We just get oxygen as our byproduct.
By the way, I didn't have a chance to tell you this, but I have got a dog that has cancer, liver cancer, and we've been using the AJ1 that we got from your company to aeronize the water to raise that pH. Studies were done on cancer that it's real hard for cancer to grow in a body, whether it be a human or an animal, whatever, when the pH level is high. And when you aeronize the water, what pH level does that bring the water up to?
Wow. Well, with most water coming out of a tap is at 7.0, which is right at, the balance line. 6.9 is slightly acidic. 6.8 is more acidic. We take it from 7 point up to 8.2, 8.4 in about 15 minutes. The most significant thing about water, when people are talking about water, this is important. It's called oxidation reduction potential. We can raise the oxidation reduction potential in a gallon of water to about 900 in about 25 minutes. 900. Now, the World Health Organization has stated that 650 ORP is high enough to kill most bacterias, viruses, and fungi in less than 10 seconds. We're now selling our equipment to people who are going to be spraying meats, salamis, lunch meats, before they slice them and put them into the packages with our material. Why? It sterilizes the meat in that 10-second window when it comes out of the stripping of the casing. It's vulnerable to listeria.
And Ted, you have literally been pulling your hair out with the Food and Drug Administration all of these years. Because, I mean, even people that sell beef, folks, if you know your meats out there, you know that aged beef is better beef. Well, the problem with aging is that it's susceptible to bacteria. When you did the test in meat lockers and ran your aronizers, it kept that bacteria level low. They were able
to zero.
They were able to age the beef and actually have more product they could carve up and sell. We got to take this break, Ted. We'll take the break here for a couple of minutes and come back. Ted Trakilis from Aaron Aqua, we very much appreciate this man, and a lot of people out there do also. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to our website, www.aranair.us, don't comment, orget, or net it. That's A-R-A-N-A-I-R.us. You will see the product description, and we've got to do some major updates on this because, Mr. Trakilis, you've been moving at light speed with your products, your lineup, the guarantees that you have on your products. It is amazing what you guys are doing down there.
Well, we have to keep up with improving the quality if the customer is going to be loyal to us. I mean, you could have the best product in the world, but if it's constantly breaking down, it's not worth anything because people, there was that old joke about the guy that had so many problems with his product. He says, the repairman gets more confidence on this thing than we do. And, you know, that's a little truth behind that. But the thing is, we've continued to improve the quality, and we're going to continue to improve it because we believe that this is one of the things that makes a company successful. Quality products obviously mean the customer has to benefit from this or else we're going to be out of business, and we don't want to do that. We want to make sure that everything that we sell is covered and everybody is...
You're fading on me a bit there, Ted.
I'm talking. Maybe we have a bad connection or something?
No, you just need to get closer to the mouthpiece.
Okay. Anyway, the biggest problem that we have now, of course, is the fact that we want to get out into the marketplace and we want to show people the product that we have so that they can tell their friends about it. And this is when we can get this good cross-referencing where people are talking about our product, we don't have to spend money for advertising. And when we don't spend money for advertising, we keep the cost of the product low. That's been our secret, and we've been able to keep the product under. Now, we did have a slight increase in our cost, a first price increase in 2 years. And if you've been watching gasoline and you've been watching heating oils and things of this nature, you're going to say, gee, this is their first increase in 2.5 years with all of this stuff happening. Well, we've had to do it, and I don't like raising prices. I'd like to make the product affordable to the people who are using it, and that gives us an opportunity to make people feel better. And there's nothing more exciting, John, you have to believe this, than getting calls from people, getting letters from people telling me how much this has helped them and how much they've enjoyed using it, and they do it without question, and they do it without risk, meaning they're not sitting there thinking they're putting their life on the line to use our product.
Right. I remember, Ted, several years ago, when you first introduced the SS1, and that was a unit that was basically designed for hotel, motel use, smaller areas. I remember when we made that offer, in about a 36-hour period, we sold over 300 of those things.
Yeah, but you see, that we sold that machine, and we found out later, our enthusiasm, that we were actually selling it below our cost. And that, of course, is something that you can't afford to do, and we had to discontinue that model because of the fact that we have to sell those in thousands to make money at that price.
Right. Well,
and you did a good job, and there's no doubt about it. If it wasn't for you, we probably would have discontinued it a lot earlier.
Well, and I was just going to say, Ted, well, through your company and the good graces wanting to bring product to the consumer out there at the rock-bottom price, you've been kind enough to make a small allotment of the improved SS1 with the control knobs. You can control the amount of air in that goes out. And we have this for a limited time. Now, these are normally priced at $250. You don't make any money off of it. We're not making that much. We reduced it to $210 plus $12 shipping and handling. And that comes with a 4-year warranty, folks.
Yeah, that's a super price, John. Believe me when I say it. And if the people call up here and say we want it, we can't give it to them. You got them all.
That's right.
You bought every one of them.
800-724-2719 or go to the website aaronair.us. Or call 877-605-9200. We'll take your order for that SS1. We have very limited quantities. Once it's gone, it will stay gone forever, but that 4-year guarantee will be serviced by this gentleman's company.
And, John, you know, here's something funny. If they actually came back and bought that extended warranty through your company for $150 extra, they would get a 25 plus 4. They'd get a 29-year. I'm not going to be here, John. I have to tell you, I feel like retiring when I get to be about 75.
Okay, hold on a second, Ted. We flat ran out of time. Hold on.